to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey folks, Pastor Greg here. Welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Hour number two. And, I'm honestly a little bit puzzled, to be completely honest. Let me, you see what's out there in the news world today. Maybe there's something going on that I am unaware of. No, I don't see anything going on there. Let's refresh the Epic Times. No, I don't see anything going on there. Interesting. I'm going to try calling, see if that works. Because I am getting, okay, info. There we go. Let's try this. See what happens. Good morning. It is early. I'll grant you that.
Thank you for calling the offices of Freedom Encounters and the home of Ken and Sylvia Thornburg. We're not in at this time, but if you will leave a message up to 3 minutes in length, we promise to get back to you as soon as we possibly can. Please remember that Freedom Encounters hours are from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Thanks again for calling, and we pray that you are having a very blessed day. Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Good morning, Ken. Pastor Greg here. We're live on the air. I'm just calling you. We're supposed to be doing a 1 hour program this morning. And so I'm trying to get a hold of you and I'm not having any success. Give me a call back. We're live for the hour, or I sent you a Zoom and you can connect via your email. Hopefully you'll get this. All right, brother. Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye. All right. Well, I have, basically exhausted all avenues that I am currently aware of. Let me see. There's, I think this is the same number. Let me look. Okay. That's the same number. And that's the same number. And that's the same number. I can try this one. It says it's the fax though. So I'm not sure that'll work. But we'll see what happens. You never know. You never know.
We're sorry. You have reached the number.
That number has been disconnected, obviously. So, here's another. Nope, that's the same phone number there. The reason I'm trying so hard, folks, is that I really believe that, it's so important that we have this conversation and that we are able to do these prayers. And I'd really like to be doing them with Ken. So we'll see if I can get them to answer the phone. Hopefully they don't have everything turned off. It's early out there, and I realize that. So hopefully somebody didn't say, oh, we're going to sleep in accidentally.
Thank you for calling the offices of Freedom Encounters. And
yeah, same story. When I call this one.
Hey, thanks for calling. Sorry I missed your call, though. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. God bless in the meantime. Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. We are live on the air, and I'm trying to get a hold of Ken. We're supposed to do a one-hour program this morning live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Mountain, and 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so we're live, and we're hoping we're going to be able to connect with Ken in accordance with what we talked about on Tuesday to do a full hour today. So I've got the Zoom is open. I emailed Ken the Zoom connection, and I sent it really early this morning, as a matter of fact. So hopefully he can get on here pretty quick, and we can make this connection. All right. Gosh, I'm saddened that I'm not able to reach you guys. All right. God bless. Bye. Okay. So, we will press on. We will press on, and do our very best. Let me go back to, I was looking at this yesterday. Let me see if I can find this. Bible verses. There it is. 8 Bible verses about wicked rulers. Ha! Perfect. We need to pray against this. We need to pray against the wicked rulers that are overseeing America right now. And I talked a little bit about this last hour. Psalm 125:3 says, "For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong." So how do we enact that? How do we speak that out? How do we pray that? I would suggest that we do it like this. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us remember that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us remember, see, when we talk about God, everybody's comfortable to talk about God, but as soon as we talk about Jesus Christ, now you've got to deal with Jesus' words. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That's what he says. Now what they've done is they've turned Jesus into lovey-dovey. Mike Sabka said this so well. He said, look, you know, Jesus Christ overturned the tables. Jesus Christ spoke out. If you look at his words in John chapter 6, he called the Sadducees and the Pharisees sons of the devil. And everybody goes, yeah, that's right, man, that church, that bad church. No, it wasn't about the bad church. It really wasn't about the bad church. He was calling out their man-made wickedness and the things that they were allowing to happen within the temple system and how they were using the temple to control the people and how they had partnered with Rome. One of the things in the Gospels that people miss is at a certain point they say, look, we've got to get rid of this Jesus or we're going to lose our power. The Romans are going to take it from us. Understand what that's saying, folks. They had aligned themselves with evil. Psalm 125:3 says, "For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous." So, Father, we repent right now. We repent right now because America has not behaved like the land of the righteous. We repent for the shed innocent blood. we repent for allowing judicial tyranny to legalize what you call an abomination. We repent for a church that has become your enemy by embracing those things that you call wicked. We repent because of a church that has embraced social justice and has placed it higher than God's justice. You have commandments. And your word says that if we love you, we will listen to and follow your commandments. But more significantly, you've said that when your son Jesus Christ died, he took away our sin and he gave us a new nature, and that upon that heart of that new nature are written those commandments. The law is written on our hearts. And if it's not, then we have not become saved. We have not truly asked you into our hearts. So, Father, perhaps we should begin with that. We confess our sins before you, all of them. We need salvation. And so we bring to you everything that is in our minds that we can think of that we have done that is wrong. And then we also bring to you, Father God, the things that we may have forgotten or the things that we didn't understand. Every wrong that we have ever committed against you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring it before you and we lay it at the foot of the cross and we ask you, Lord God, wash us and cleanse us in holy blood and holy fire. Take away our sin. Remove from us our sin. Cut it away and put it on the cross. And we surrender to you our old nature, our old man, our old way of thinking, all of it. We surrender it to you right now. And we ask you to hang it on the cross and let it be crucified with Christ. And wash every part of us inside and out with holy blood and holy fire. Every part of us right now. Cleanse us. And now as we step past the cross to the other side, to resurrection, put in us your new nature. Fill us, Father God, with your new nature. In the name of Jesus Christ, fill us with your new nature. Old things have now passed away. All things have become new. Fill us with your new nature. Take a break. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter. and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I was able to reach Ken in the break. He'll be with us coming up shortly. We just had a minor timing thing. But, you know, we did a very important step there, okay? We did a very important step, and I hope that you were with me, and I hope that you truly, truly prayed through that with me. Because we can't begin corporate warfare, and we can't even begin corporate repentance for the nation until we've started with the realization of our own need for salvation. And I want to really quickly grab this scripture for you. It's out of 1 John. And it is, in my opinion, honestly, I just believe that it is so important that we grab. It's 1 John chapter 5. And it said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." That's what I was talking about. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. It's so critically important that we understand that we now have this victory. Now it goes on in verse 18, it says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given unto us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Think about that for a minute. That's intense. That is intense to understand what it is that has just transpired for us. We have just moved from unrighteousness to righteousness. We have just become the righteousness of Christ. That's what the word says. I am the righteousness of Christ. 2 Corinthians, let me see, there's 11, this is 11 verses about our righteousness. But by his doing, you are in Christ, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That's 1 Corinthians 1:30. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. He made him who knew no sin to be sin in our behalf, so that we may become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's pretty powerful. We are the righteousness of God. Let's see, my righteousness is as filthy rags. You may have heard that one. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. And let's see here. Paul talks about that. That would be Luke 18, no. Proverbs 6, no. Romans 3, falling short of the glory of God. Hey, brother.
Boy, that was the quickest I ever got ready out of a shower.
Look at you. Look at you. Okay, you know what? We're going to take a break here in just a minute. I was looking for where Paul says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Isn't it Paul? Doesn't Paul say that?
Yeah, but I thought it was Romans.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I got to find that scripture because I want to show you guys something. Isaiah 64:6 is the verse that it keeps going to. But I was sure that Paul had said something to that effect. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. First step, remember, we took it at the very beginning. We confessed our sins, and we moved from our old nature on one side of the cross, laying everything down, to our new nature, washed and cleansed in the blood and in our resurrected new nature on the other side of the cross. That was the first step. You have to do individual purification before you can attempt to do corporate purification. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And hang on 1 second, because there he is, the man himself. Hey, man. Somehow we ended up just having a minor time glitch.
And between Eastern and Central Time. And I was just telling you, for a year, we've never had this happen.
No.
We've always talked Central and Mountain, which I'm on.
Right.
And, I mean, for 2 years, and the switch to Eastern and Mountain is, that was.
Well, and see, the thing is that, all the networks.
Yeah.
Use Eastern time.
Uh huh.
And so when I send things out, it's, everything is converted from Eastern. I even have to do it like when I sent you the Zoom. It says, you know, 9 a.m. Eastern, but I seem to recollect. I think we did get that mixed up because I was thinking what time it was, and I thought, well, you're an hour back, but you're an hour back from me, not That's you're right. 2 hours See, I, back from Eastern.
Yeah, what I had remembered, Greg.
Yeah. Anyway, said, all right. Well, All right. So, well, let's get after this. So very quickly. So what we've done so far is the very first segment, you know, I spent a bit of it trying to get a hold of you, but then once, I felt the Holy Spirit saying was, and I used a reference, actually Psalm 125:3 says, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. Now, the problem with that is that the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous. So then you go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, right, which says, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wickedness. Well, see, that's the problem. The problem is that America is wicked right now. I mean, that's just a reality. America has become evil.
Yep.
And the church has become evil. The church
Lord has told my wife and I it's Babylon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually told us that years ago when we were complaining about election results.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pre-Trump.
He
says, pray that the nation I created will come about. And then he gave all the things to pray for.
Yeah.
And basically it comes down to the church. The church, Greg, has not recognized that by saying nothing, that's sin.
Yep. Romans 1.
Speaking up.
Romans 1. Yep.
Exactly.
Romans 1.
Just being quiet and going along with what evil says.
Yep.
See, the Christians think, well, I'm not doing it, so therefore I'm perfectly fine. No, as long as you're not speaking up, what you're doing is allowing what happened in America. Take a gallon of white paint. How much black pigment does it take to turn white paint gray?
Yeah.
Well, almost none.
Right.
And you shake that up and you're going, wait a minute. I put one squirt. I allowed, as a Christian, one squirt of black pigment in there, how could it turn that gray?
Yeah.
Because the church isn't supposed to allow any black pigment in there.
Well, and look at Ezekiel 33. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coats, of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Understand that Christians, followers of Christ, and the church are the watchmen.
Yep.
I don't care. Listen, I don't know what... No. you're not held innocent, okay? No. Ignorance is not a defense. It's not a defense in the Bible either.
No.
Biblically, ignorance is not a defense. That you don't know the word of God and you sit in the church and you hear the preacher preach. And if you're sitting under a preacher and that preacher is not telling you the truth and calling this out and speaking about these things, you need to get out of that church.
Yeah.
You need to leave. Now listen to me very carefully. It is not your job to remove the pastor. It is your job to leave the church, that church, and find one that preaches the word.
And let the pastor know why you in can, love.
Yep, you can do that, but it's not the church member's job to do this rebellion thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, God, splitting the division, that's one of the seven things that God hates.
Yep. Discord among the brethren. So don't do that. You can share why you're leaving and then go. If sharing why you're leaving is going to create the discord, then don't even do that. Just go. Just leave. Yep. They can call you and say, hey, how come you left? And then you can say, well, this is why I can't be there. And don't go any further. No attack, no assault, no attempt to try to create a coup within the church. Right. Don't do that because then you'll be in sin. Just walk away.
That's right.
And now I would recommend that you go meet with the pastor of the next church before you attend, before you go. I would recommend that you go and you get a bearing on where they're at and how they're preaching and what their doctrine is and make sure that it aligns with what you know the Word of God tells you. And if it does, wonderful. And if it doesn't, then don't go there trying to change anything.
That's right. Go somewhere else.
Keep going until you find something that is right. And if you're having trouble finding some right, man, reach out to me and let me know and we'll see what we can do about trying to help you find the right thing somewhere near you. My wife's been after me now, Ken, and she's saying, honey, you have got to start your study on Saturday nights. You have got to start Saturday night on air, on live stream, teaching the word of God. You got to start doing it. You just have to start doing it. And so pray for me to have the strength, the physical strength to be able to do that. Because it is necessary. And to bring, you know, guys like Ken and others in to help me on Saturday nights at different times to share certain things and what have you. But I am going to start an online church of sorts on Saturday evenings that we're just going to meet until God provides us with a physical place that he wants it to happen. Yeah. I don't know. And
well,
I'm doing
just go online and type in Superman food. And that'll give you an idea, you know, what you need.
I'll tell you, I am, this stuff right here. Huh?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm serious as a heart attack. This stuff right here is seriously helping me. CGRwellness.com, Vibe. This stuff is so good that actually the Cleveland Clinic actually carries this product.
Wow.
They've certified it.
Huh.
They have certified it. So it really is, and I'm telling you, it is making me feel way better. I'm taking that. I'm taking this energy drink called Ultra Shot.
Huh.
You can get it, and I'm taking something called Resvante, and if you're familiar with, it's called, Resveratrol. Resveratrol. Well, there's 100 milligrams of resveratrol in each serving, which is the equivalent of 200 glasses of red wine without the alcohol.
Oh.
Per serving. I know. Per serving. But this stuff, yeah, this stuff is so good for your heart and for your blood. It's amazing. Really. And again, clinically tested.
And if you take those gasoline pills, you'll be able to go 20%.
Then you'll just launch. You'll just go. Yeah. You're terrible.
I'm
all right.
Sorry, folks.
No, that's an inside joke. Yeah, but there is a thing down here. It's greenfueltabs.shop. You can kind of see it lightly down below here. Greenfueltabs.shop.
Yeah.
And
buy some.
Yeah, you do. Week. You do. Cause I that do. Will actually, truly, that will yeah. save you, anywhere from 10 to 20% on your gasoline costs. All right. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. So very quickly, because we want to get right to some declarations here. We set the stage. The first thing that we did, folks, is that we walked ourselves through the process of personal cleansing. We walked up to the cross. We laid all of our sin at the foot of the cross, everything, past, present, all of it, right there at the cross. We asked the Lord to wash us and cleanse us. We asked the Lord to take our old man and crucify him on the cross. And then we walked to the other side of the cross, where we received our new nature, our resurrected man. Okay, the new life in Christ. And we talked about the importance of that. We talked about the importance. We've talked about the importance of being that watchman, how the church is the watchman, how we can't stand by and let these things happen and not say anything. And so now here we are, Ken, having done a personal cleansing, prepared to do corporate warfare. And, and we did, I forgot about this, but I did begin to pray against that scepter of wickedness and that our nation would return to righteousness.
To give you an idea, one of the things is, I was, while you were starting, I'm in the shower praying, right?
Sure.
For the program that we were going to do later.
Yeah.
So while I'm in there, it's like the Lord was saying, when you make a declaration, I want people to listen very closely. It's like a booster shot that works. Not like the booster shot for the vaccination that does nothing except make you less healthy. What I'm talking about, that God was saying, is this is like a booster shot of your faith. And it opened a door for me to go to work.
Wow.
And the word says, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. I mean, that's in Isaiah.
Yeah.
And the word of God actually says that. You, man, tell me what to do through your prayer, your declaration, and I will do it. This is what opens that door. When enough people come together, miracles absolutely can happen. I remember years ago when I was dealing with issues of lust and porn and that, you know, a long time ago. One of the things I started to do is I woke up every day and I'm sold out to purity at all costs. And starting out that day, making that declaration held me into that place of purity all day. Mm-hmm. And it broke. And I had other men do the same thing. Guess what? It broke.
Yeah.
They declared, I am pure. I am holy. I am clean.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That is like getting a godly booster shot of our faith. So when we make declarations, we actually need a gift of faith that's greater than just the normal everyday measure of faith that every believer is given according to the Word of God. We're all given a measure of faith. This requires us to have more because we are declaring that which is not
as though it were. And let me interject this. That's why God by his Spirit showed me how important Galatians 2:20 is to understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's your booster shot of faith.
That's
your
exactly
booster shot of faith is the revelation.
Yep.
That it's not your faith that's going to do this. It's the faith of the Son of God working in you and through you. That's what's going to get this done.
That's right.
And you have that. So when Christ says, greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father.
Yep.
Well, the reason why you'll do greater works is because what he gifts you with is his faith.
Because he's in us.
Absolutely.
He's the one who provides everything for life and godliness.
Yep.
So as we think about those things that have caused the United States of America to not be united and to be practicing so much evil, we can reverse that engine.
Amen. About 4 minutes.
We can. We absolutely can.
Would you, we got about 4 minutes there. I mean, we had several prayer points that we wanted to try to hit in this and yeah. I don't, you know, we'll get some of these done today and then we'll do some more. It sounds almost like we got to work backwards because I wrote denying the power of God through false doctrinal belief. I think that really is significant, right? Because, you know, until you break that,
right,
so that you believe that you have the power and the authority to be able to make these kinds of declarations, some of this other stuff is not going to tremble or move because they're just kind of like arrows shot without any direction.
That's right. There's no bullseye.
Yeah.
Yep. No target. So Father God, Heavenly Father, right now, all of us listening, declare that the United States of America is not Babylon.
Yes.
It is the nation that you originally founded through individuals who loved you, trusted you, dedicated their lives, their land to you, no matter what. And Father God, we declare that we will trust you no matter what. And we declare that we will not deny the power of God.
Mm.
We will not fall in under the spell of false prophecy, false prophet spirits,
yes,
Antichrist spirits,
yes,
and other demonic beings that are spreading lies about who we are, who America is, and who God, Almighty God, is. We declare that is not going to happen on our watch. We are going to be watchmen, Father God.
Yes.
And we declare as watchmen that we are people of courage. We are people of power. We are people of love. And that love never fails. We trust and believe your word. And we declare that word over this nation. We declare no more fear of man, but fear, reverential fear of Almighty God. We declare no more worry, but we declare faith and boldness. We declare that there is going to be a cessation of lasciviousness and lust, be that sexual lust or lust for power,
yes,
lust for money,
yes,
lust for position. Any of this, Father God, we declare it has no hold, yes, over the United States of America any longer. We declare a cessation of perversion. We declare that the spirits of disinformation from the fake media and press will become null and void. It will fall without people even hearing those words. That when those words come forth from television and internet and any other source, that those words will not even reach the ears of the people. And if they do, they will not go into the minds of listeners, that the disinformation will fall to the ground without doing any harm to any listeners anywhere in the nation.
Amen.
That only, we declare that only words of truth acceptable to the Spirit of the living God will be heard by every person in this nation. Only words of truth. Yes. Only words that are consistent with the Word of God and what God himself has to say to his people and to those who are not his people yet.
Hallelujah.
We declare that those who have denied the power of God, who have denied him altogether, will indeed come forth and receive the truth and the life that only God can give.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ken. We're going to have several of these kinds of sessions, folks, on the program, because this is where we win this war. This is where we win the battle. I'll be back with more. Dr. Judy Mikovits coming up on the other side, and Larry Klayman and citizen grand juries and indictments that are on their way. Back right after this, hour number two coming right up.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.